This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper, and this is edition number 1978, recorded on Thursday, the 28th of September, 2017. We are always pleased to hear from our listeners, and you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365, with your views, news and comments. I'm Ian Robertson, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by
Paddy Watkins.
And we'll have local news, letters and a ghostly feature for you shortly. We have a fairly packed edition this week, and at the end of our regular edition, you'll find the latest edition of the monthly magazine Let's Talk. But now, news from around and about Norwich. City councillors agree to increase car parking charges and to allow cyclists to ride in pedestrian areas, causing controversy. But we begin with news of an arms cache found in the city.
A neighbour has expressed their shock at the discovery of a cache of weapons, including four guns and a grenade, on a Norwich estate, as the occupant of the address used to take her bins out. Officers were called to Clifton Street in the city on Wednesday around 3 p.m, following reports a man had made verbal threats to another resident. Police attended and a 23-year-old man was arrested in connection with the incident and taken to Wyndham Police Investigation Centre, where he remains in custody. Following the arrest, police searched the man's property and discovered four firearms and a grenade. Bomb disposal specialists from the Explosive Ordnance Disposal attended the incident and firearms were confirmed as deactivated.
Cyclists are to be allowed to ride through city pedestrianised centre streets at any time of day, but a charity has slammed the move as proving pedestrians are bottom of the pile. The controversial change, which will come into effect from next year, ends restrictions for cyclists on streets such as Gentleman's Walk and London Street. At the moment, cyclists are not permitted to ride on a string of streets such as Gentleman's Walk, Davy Place, White Lion Street between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. And they are not allowed to ride on the likes of London Street or Lower Goat Lane at all. But members of Norwich Highway Agency Committee, made up of city and county councillors yesterday, agreed to open up all streets to cyclists at all times.
Drivers will have to pay more to park on Norwich streets and in city council-run car parks after councillors agreed to an increase. Prices will go up by 10p an hour at the majority of the city council's off-street car parks, with evening charges up by 20 pence from £2 to £2.20. The changes, which will come in from November the 13th, were agreed yesterday by members of the Norwich Highways Agency Committee, made up of city and county councillors. Multi-storey car parks such as St Andrew's Car Park, Rose Lane and St Giles will be affected, along with surface car parks such as Rouen Road, Queen's Road and Barn Road. Mike Stonard, Labour City Councillor and Vice Chairman of the committee, said he was happy with the increase, saying the usual methodology and process had been used to determine the increase.
A Norwich youth charity is giving a helping hand to the community by opening its doors to people with dementia. The Open Trust in Castle Meadow will be opening its cafe to people with dementia and their carers, friends and family, in support of dementia-friendly Norwich. The cafe hosts a number of activities, including knitting and board games. The dementia-friendly coffee mornings give people the opportunity to openly talk about dementia and meet people who may be in a similar situation to themselves. The cafe runs every Tuesday morning from 10:30 until 12 p.m, with all profits from the cafe going towards making a difference to the lives of young people in Norfolk. The cafe is run by young people in training, in catering and hospitality. Young people taking part in Open Cafe programme gain recognised accreditations, which will strengthen their CVs.
A volunteer has been given a special award for her work at a Brundle charity shop. Sue Hewitt from Brundle has volunteered at the Cancer Community Chest for 7 years, serving in the shop, selling items on Gumtree and selling pages for the charity. The charity provides holidays, respite care and equipment to those living with cancer and other life-changing diseases. Ms. Hewitt has worked for Sainsbury's Pound Lane, Norwich, for 21 years and applied for a grant from her employer for the charity. The supermarket's giving scheme, known as Local Heroes, has helped increase the support she offers the charity with a donation of £200. Janie McKellar, secretary of the Cancer Community Chest, said the very generous donations which have made a significant difference to the comfort and quality of life of people who are battling with serious illness.